movie nerd. Can you dig it? In movie nerds we trust. What do you put your trust in? Your currency, gold, or the knowledge? The people are coming at you right now. Movie nerds that think they know one thing more than you do. Just one more thing, one more thing, one more thing that you do that makes them a nerd. Oh, sweet and sour.
Welcome to In Movie Nerds We Trust, the movie recommendation podcast for nights when you're not quite sure what to watch. I'm your host, Christopher James.
I'm Quincy Staker.
And you guys know I'm not only a comedian, but I'm a fan of comedy. So wherever you're at locally, support local comedy, go to those comedy shows, check those out. But if you're here in Salt Lake City, Utah, John Mulaney will be at Downtown Wise Guys the 11th through the 13th. That's $25 for that show. The Who Does That Show, hosted by Johnny Brandon, featuring Kean Clark, Amra Ames, Jason Harvey, Eileen Dobbins, Dustin Hagen, and Sam D'Antuono. That will be happening August 12th. That's at 9 p.m. at Kean's Comedy Shed. And then August 25th, 8:30 show, Dungeons and Comedy, The Last Hurrah, Muse Music in Provo. That's going to be at 8:30 p.m., $5 at the door. Quincy, how you been?
Good, how are you?
Good, it's been a bit. We've been taking a little bit of breaks lately.
Mm-hmm.
Catch us up on the acting world. How's that been going?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just nothing new to report. Just getting ready to work on a couple of projects.
So. Oh, nice.
Are you filming or acting? Or
yeah,
what are you doing?
I'll be acting.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. So weird dynamic because basically we've switched seats. I decided not to be OCD tonight. Mm-hmm. So Quincy's basically.
I don't think you so much decided as much as I just refused to move from my spot.
Yeah, but I've had like a beer, so I don't really give a shit anymore.
I was just like here the whole time too. So yeah, I was. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you each got comfortable in your spots.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm Dustin Hagen, by the way. I don't know.
I was gonna introduce you in a bit.
Oh well, okay, sorry.
Anyways,
just do your conversation there. I don't know.
Well, no, join in, of course.
Oh, okay.
I had my birthday last week, which was pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Kept it low-key. I was going to do a show, but I'm like, nah, it's low-key dinner. It's 31st birthday. Don't need to go all out.
Did you go to Simply Sushi?
I did.
I knew it. I knew it. When I saw the little sushi plate, I'm all like, he went to his favorite restaurant.
Well, dude, one of my buddy's sisters works there, and he said, like, yeah. Like, he asked his sister how much I go there. She's like, that fool's there, like, all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Once or twice a week.
Been there once. They did not have coffee. Never went again.
Just because they didn't have coffee?
Yes.
Coffee is a very important thing.
You're a big, coffee drinker.
I get
it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I do. I drink coffee and water and booze. Mm-hmm. That's all I drink in my life.
Well, and then there's this guy who was drunk who kept, like, dry humping the window. So I Snapchatted that.
Oh yeah, I saw the picture of him just on the window for some reason.
I tagged it because I was drunk off sake. I tagged it as he's really hard for sushi.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I've never humped a window for sushi.
Yeah.
Maybe if they had coffee.
All right, Simply Sushi downtown, get some coffee for Hagen or you'll never get his business again.
Yeah, see, if they had coffee, the guy could come in, sober up a little bit, then he wouldn't have to hump the window.
Yeah.
Good point.
True.
Yeah.
And then last Saturday, I saw Suicide Squad, and I know you posted about it, Quincy. You checked it out.
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts? Did you enjoy it?
No.
So-so? No, you didn't.
No. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's very boring.
Wow.
I feel like I'm going to hate it.
Yeah.
I went there with really low expectations and kind of enjoyed like the whole Joker, like Harley Quinn kind of thing going on.
Mm. That was about the only enjoyable thing about it.
Well, yeah. I remember your post. You're like, oh, another like helicopter crash survival.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, she's clearly hating this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was in the comic book, so I bet I'll like that part.
Yeah.
It was.
I know I'm probably going to be the only one in this room excited for it, but Sausage Party comes out the 12th.
Oh, no, that actually looks like stupid fun. So yeah. I might watch that.
That's a good like get drunk movie and then go see.
Mm-hmm.
Which I just love Seth Rogen stuff, so I'm totally down to go see that movie.
Yeah, as long as I don't have to see James Franco's face, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
It's,
are you not a fan of Franco?
He's just like a weird looking guy. He looks like, you know.
He's just a weird person altogether.
Yeah. Even. I like some of the stuff he's in, like, but.
I tell you, that new movie with him and, like, Bryan Cranston looks dog shit.
No.
It was on the trailer for Suicide Squad. It's like he's engaged to her daughter, wants to marry her daughter.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a goddamn trailer for that. Yeah, that looks like the worst, like, rom-com or whatever, like, stupid thing they've ever made.
A lot of the trailers I've been seeing, I'm like, silently like, is this a joke or is this real? Like, I'm kind of like wondering if it's just a prank or it's an actual movie, like that Nerve movie with, ironically enough, like Dave Franco's, like James Franco's brother.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
Emma Roberts, and it's like some
it's
cell phone
out,
game,
isn't it?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
that looks like shit too.
Oh yeah, yeah. They seem like a joke, like both of those actors.
Have you ever seen the movie Idiocracy?
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, we're halfway to that point.
This whole world, man, is starting to seem a lot like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Did you guys go vote?
No.
There was a vote?
I thought that, or there's something. I thought I saw something. Oh, no, people were posting, please go vote. That's what it was.
I'm all like, that's in November, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. See, I've never voted before. I'm a horrible American.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never
vote. Especially if you don't vote in this one.
Oh, I'm going to this one.
I never complain. I don't care. Like, I just want to see what happens, man. Maybe
you will complain if Trump is president, Dustin.
Maybe,
I guarantee
you. Maybe
so
if the world goes to shit, I can actually dress up
as president.
If Donald Trump becomes
president, I could actually dress up as Batman and just go out there and fight crime, you know? Like, it'll be all the stupid rednecks. I could beat up stupid rednecks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Throw a government check on the ground and watch them fight over for it. Just
is that what Batman does? He's just dropping money. Like, I got
here's a welfare check.
Yeah.
Just let them fight over it.
There's a net that comes up and grabs him. Got him.
Jim Gordon's like, wow, Batman, you caught a lot of criminals. I went to the trailer park.
Yeah, jeez. Not all of them are criminals, you know. But
I mean, I'm going to go vote for this. We said on a past episode that I would dress up like the Burger King and wear that mask and use that as an influence, like the V for Vendetta.
Oh yeah, that would be a revolution.
Like, just the king from Burger King. Stand up to Trump.
You're at the Utah Capitol with everybody wearing Burger King masks. We're having a protest.
Yeah, sponsored by Burger King.
Just throw, what is it, the $1.49, 10 chicken nuggets? You're just chucking.
Here's a coupon for the new Cheeto fries.
Oh, God, that looks
gross.
Oh,
yeah, that just gives me IBS just looking at them. Mm. We're really excited to have our very first guest back on the podcast, Mr. Dustin Hagen, for episode 89, Alien Encounters.
Yeah, you bitches thought you could get rid of me. I'm back.
Well, what have you been doing since our first episode? It's been a while.
Well, I've started my own comedy open mic. It's Tuesdays at Sandy Station, so that's why we couldn't do this Tuesday. I'm glad you could change your schedule. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Then just a shit ton of shows wherever I can.
Yeah, you've been killing it on the local comedy scene.
Yeah. People seem to like it. I don't get it, but...
You're a funny man.
Yeah, if they keep paying to see me, I'll keep going up there. That's what I've been saying.
And then you've been doing the new After Last Call podcast with Kian and Kelton Clark.
Yeah, it's the After Last Call podcast.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I call it the Last Call podcast, too, like on the podcast. They're all like, it's the wrong goddamn name. I don't care. Go check it out if you want to like listen to weird adventures that we have. At Kian's house.
The
or
best way
everywhere.
To describe it is a group of alcoholics have drunken ramblingness about what happened the week before in a shed.
Hey, yeah, I'm only a weekend alcoholic.
That's
okay?
True.
I'm not full time yet.
Those... I offered to buy you a beer, and you're like, I don't drink on the weekends.
Yeah, I never do. Not even a beer. It's my thing.
I'm proud of you, man.
I have morals or something. No, it's just hard enough to wake up in the morning without, you know.
Yeah, like, dude.
Even feeling like a tiny bit hungover, it's like not worth it.
Which is probably why you go so hard on the weekends.
Oh yeah, I don't go that hard. Okay.
No, you
don't listen to the podcast. No,
thanks.
No, sometimes I go hard. Sometimes I don't. The shed, I think, is brings it out.
Well, you guys' shed specials.
You're just outside. It's fun. You
the
know?
Heat probably helps. Everybody in the shed get drunk a lot faster.
Probably, yeah. It's almost like camping. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, because we're in a shed.
But those shed shows are awesome.
Does that make sense? It's like camping because we're in a shed.
We're in the wilderness in a yard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It makes sense.
Okay, cool. Yeah. But if they've been there, they
yeah.
will know.
But those shed shows have been really great lately, though.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have been killing the roast one that we did a couple weeks ago was great too.
Yeah,
the roast battle one.
And for the record, I'm not the only one who just gets shithoused in the shed. It seems like everybody.
Oh
gets,
no!
Yeah,
I get
everybody
severely
gets drunk.
Shit-faced
yeah.
every time I go.
Yeah, it's the shed, man. It brings it out.
Oh, we also in our drunken state do karaoke after the shows, which is great too.
That is the only reason I do the shows is so I can
really?
Do karaoke after. Yeah, and there will be people there. So
yeah,
there have been nights where it's just been me and like Ken's falling asleep, and I'm all like, well, I'm guessing like four more songs.
Oh man, those karaoke like. Sets that we all do after the shows at like 1 o'clock in the morning are probably one of the funnest times.
I know it's amazing, like yeah, like even the Dobbins love it. Like
oh yeah,
that's the funniest part is like people you think would just hate, you know, a whole bunch of us just singing, but yeah, I don't know, it's fun.
Well,
fun.
I know when I go up there, I sing like a fucking piece of shit.
Oh no, you sing like an angel.
No,
I
thank
mean,
you.
Spice Girls in yeah. one tone.
Yeah,
you know,
spice up my life.
You captured like the like if all of the Spice Girls were dead, and they sang. That's you captured that.
Sweet man.
Yeah.
I did. I think the last song I did that I remember last time I was there was Weedus Teenage Dirtbag.
Oh yeah, yeah. You have the range for that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I rocked that shit.
Yeah.
I was bragging about it to my Uber driver on the way home. It's like, man.
Hey
I told
man, let me tell you about this song I just sung, man. Best song for Weedus. You got this in here. Got the Weedus.
Yeah,
here?
Man. Crank it, but not too high because I want to sing. I want to sing into it. No, like, that roast show was fucking great as me, Alex Chemishov, and then Eileen Dobbins were judging.
Mm-hmm.
You, Nicholas Jackson, Aaron Orlovitz, Natasha Maurer, who ended up winning the whole thing, Jeff Watson, Sam D'Antuono. I feel like I'm missing somebody. Kian. Kian did it,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
Stefan
yeah.
Hosted.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's everyone. But yeah. I can't believe I made it to the second round. Like, I wrote half of those jokes in the back room because I didn't know we needed 15. I thought it was 5 for each person.
Yeah.
So I was in the back, like, frantically writing down jokes about Jeff. Like, and then I won. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a pretty good show. Yeah. It was, I think, like you guys were saying, probably the biggest audience that you guys have had at the shed.
Yeah, we had, like, 35 people. And,
yeah.
And that's something.
Yeah. And then you guys had Barbara Gray come and do a set.
Mm-hmm.
Not too long ago.
Yeah. She was way, way funny and way cool. She even sang karaoke. I'm telling you.
Nice.
Everybody loves the karaoke
dude,
after the
it's
shows.
It's super fun to do karaoke in that shit.
Yeah, dude. It's just all around fun. Like, we've
yeah.
had some of the best shows I've seen around here.
Yeah. And then Kian has everybody sign that poster, the karaoke poster, if it's
mm-hmm.
their first time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Colin karaoke. Karaoke with Colin. So horrible.
Dude, that's the best karaoke place in Utah.
In Utah,
opinion.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I mean, before we started at the shed, we would go to Cheers to You on State Street.
Oh, yeah.
And there'd be, like, this little lesbian with, like, a mullet. Just like dancing with Kelton, they're like dancing with us. Oh yeah, God. It was amazing. that karaoke kind of rivals it, but
all right,
yeah.
But still, I feel, I don't know why, I feel more comfortable doing karaoke there than I've ever felt at any other place.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just friends.
Yeah, well, then you guys start to Periscope it or Facebook Live it too.
Oh yeah, we post it everywhere. We Periscope everything, okay?
Yeah.
I Periscoped the shopping network that we were watching Saturday. My mom's all like, why did you post that? I'm all like, because people would think it's something exciting, and it's really not.
Did you get a lot of viewers doing that?
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Well, shit, man, I'm excited to have you back on this episode 89. We're doing Alien Encounters, and the reason why you kind of picked this theme is because you actually have a huge fear of aliens.
Yes, yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, I don't know how it started or what. E.T. has always been my very favorite movie. Like, I still cry sometimes when I watch it, and it's stupid. I've seen it, like, a million times. I've worn out tapes of E.T., but I was always scared of him, like, because he's creepy as shit. And aliens have always scared me. I don't know what it was. Maybe it's just, like, I watched E.T. so much that it scared the shit out of me. I don't know what it was, but, yeah. I've always had just, like, the biggest fear of aliens. Like, seriously, when I was, like, 5, my stepdad was all like, let's watch Fire in the Sky.
Fuck that
movie. It's based on a true story. You guys can watch it. We don't care if it's rated R, so.
I got nightmares from that shit when I was a kid.
Yeah, so just, like, aliens and alien abductions, like, I'd watch the shows, and it's the scariest thing to think about. Like, you're in your room, and then, bam, you're... they take you. It's terrifying. It's,
yeah.
And yeah, all kinds of aliens scare me, but yeah.
Well, I remember when we had you take a picture with the cross-dressing E.T. at Comic-Con.
Yeah, I didn't want to touch it, but I wanted a picture with
you
it.
You thought it was going to move.
Well, yeah, I was all like, oh God, what is, it was, was like the real movie statue. I know. Yeah, my goddamn grandma, before she passed away, bless her heart. I mean, yeah, my goddamn grandma.
Goddamn grandma, bless her heart.
Before she passed away, she gave me this E.T. lamp, and, like, that thing, like, scared the crap out of me when I was a kid. Like, I would go to her house, and, like, we'd drive to Vernal, be in the middle of the night when we'd get there, and I'd be all, like, just exhausted. Then I'd be mm-hmm. all, like, go downstairs and go to bed. See that thing, run back upstairs. I'm not going to sleep down there. So now I have that lamp that haunted me throughout all those years.
Have you ever watched that Fourth Kind movie?
Yeah.
That movie freaks me out, too.
That is all fake.
I know it's fake. I found out later, but it doesn't make it less scary.
Yeah.
For well, it's somebody like who's... Blair Witch. I won't fucking still go camping because of that fucking movie.
Really? That was the dumbest movie. Watch the second one. It kind of
makes
up for
the
scariness of that.
Yeah.
But no, the Fourth Kind, like, I couldn't sleep. I had trouble sleeping for, like, weeks after watching that.
Yeah, well, that fucking side-by-side shots on those things.
Mm-hmm. No, like, I would just, like, stare at my door just waiting for, like, the light to come on outside of there and just, like, I'm all like, oh, God.
That'd probably be the worst way to prank you is someone taking a light and just, like, shining it, like, outside your door and, like...
Yeah, or outside my window. Like, I would seriously...
Yeah, you'd throw one of your mini knives. You have a drawer full of knives that you would chuck at every
No, I would go outside with a knife just... like in my underwear, chased out, whatever the hell it is. Not today. But yeah, no, I would freak out. I had this E.T. doll because everybody... Both of my grandmas think it's just hilarious to give me E.T. shit that scares the hell out of me. My other grandma gave me a leather doll. I would tie it up when I was home alone because I would hear, like, the sound of, like, the air moving through the vents, and I'd be all like, that fucking doll's up there moving. So, yeah. It's a deep fear. I don't understand it.
I get it.
I'm fascinated by aliens. Like, I watch every documentary, but when...
That's how I feel about ghosts.
Yeah, but when the lights go out and it's time to go to bed, that's what keeps going through my head. Like, oh, yeah,
I get that. We're
gonna come.
Shit, we should get started with our movies. Our first movie is the 1988 family alien adventure, Mac and Me.
This is a great one.
This movie's fucked up. First off, I know most movies have aliens naked as shit, but these are the ones that look the freakiest and most fucked up.
I know. They kind of look like, if you've seen Johnny Brandon without his shirt on, you know, because he has that pot belly, but the rest of him is skinny. Holy shit, he might be a Mac and Me alien. That,
he might be, dude.
We figured it out.
But everybody's seen his dick, so they know it's not true.
Oh, yeah, they had, like, no genitalia, but they were...
But they looked... Rewatching that movie, I'm like, holy shit, man. Like, no way this movie would be okay nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Every fucking parent group would complain, like, oh, these aliens are naked.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't they get, like, sucked into, like,
yeah,
the dust-collecting vacuum on, like, where was it? The moon?
It was, like,
or
the
some
Mars.
Shit?
It was, like, a Mars.
Oh, yeah,
explorer.
Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. They're all like, what is this thing? Then they start, like, kicking it and, like, messing with the goddamn NASA vacuum.
Yeah. And seeing them get sucked up was fucking horrifying, too.
Yeah, it was. It was... That whole movie is horrifying.
It's a fucked up movie.
Yeah. And
what's even more fucked up is this movie's just basically a giant goddamn commercial for McDonald's.
And Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, mm-hmm. yeah. like, yeah, the goddamn kid, he has... He's in a wheelchair, He likes to play with, like, remote-control toys,
yeah.
And, yeah, he builds stuff, because that's what kids in...
Well, kudos to them for putting, like, a disabled kid as, like, the main character,
because mm-hmm.
a lot of movies don't do that too often.
Yeah, yeah, and, like, it's so funny, because he keeps finding this... Didn't he think it was a rat at first? It's
mm-hmm.
been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah,
so...
he thought it was, like, some kind of... wounded animal,
mm-hmm.
and then he started taking care of it, and then the thing accidentally vacuums itself, and he can't find it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That is the weirdest looking, like, little alien, too, and it's got, like, the bulging eyes, and...
Oh, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. listeners, if you have not seen this movie, watch it, and also just look at screen captions, because this thing is fucking horrifying looking.
This is what, this is, like, their answer to E.T., and it was
yeah.
just horrible.
Yeah, this is
horrible.
Like the Walmart version of E.T.
Yeah, didn't they? They have like electrical powers, didn't they?
I think they like if they were near like electrical objects.
Oh
they
yeah,
would mess
yeah,
with
yeah.
It.
They would. Yeah, yeah.
Then
they did that weird like whistling thing. They'd
oh,
throw up gang signs to communicate, then like whistle at each other.
What up, Vato? We're from space.
Yeah, yeah. What
<That's>
up?
Right. Well, and the whole time you're watching this movie, it's like, oh, man, I wish these fucking things would put clothes on. And then when they do put clothes on at the end...
It's even worse.
It's even
yeah.
worse.
Like, there's no going back. Like, they just live there, and
yeah.
they become citizens.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. They become citizens.
They do.
Oh, my
after
God.
After the government's, like, catching them down in the little wheelchair, it's like, no, stop. They're great. They're lovable, and... I love them. I love this alien.
Okay, to go back to the fear of Mac and Me, when he had, like, the little teddy bear suit on.
Oh, fuck.
And, like, the eyes were cut out so you could see, like, little Mac's eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it looked like this horrifying, like, teddy bear, but everybody thought it was the best thing. They thought it was a robot. The girl
kind of
that...
like a Teddy Ruxpin or something?
Yeah.
It was like an outfit of
yeah.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Where did you get this... robot, it's amazing. It's like, that's not a robot, it's a weird fucking alien.
Yeah, in the 80s, everybody had a big old hard-on for robots, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because of RoboCop, but he was a cyborg, so fuck them for
okay.
not getting that right.
Go look this up on IMDb, because the picture is amazing.
Oh, like...
The little Mac creature is wearing some kind of shawl, and like the little kid's wheeling him around on his wheelchair, and he looks just exhausted.
Yeah, by the way, it kind of looks like this kid's fucking that alien.
Yeah,
and the alien's getting halfway undressed.
I wouldn't say that. They're just like, he's just enjoying the ride, and
yeah.
the kid's all like, God
yeah.
damn, man.
The kid's doing all the work. He's disabled, and this
yeah.
alien's not being, you know, helping out one bit.
See, like, he didn't even, like the alien at first. He was scared as hell, yeah. Like,
well, you would be. I saw that fucking thing.
Yeah,
that thing landed in the south, it would have been its head blown off within the first 10 minutes.
We'll talk about E.T. and, like, the just how ridiculous all that
foreshadowing
is.
Foreshadowing.
But, yeah, he didn't like the alien at first. He was freaking out.
Yeah. By the way, looking through the cast of this movie, there's not any notable person except
Jennifer Aniston made her.
Well, yeah, she
film
was an extra
in it.
She
yeah.
was in there. Yeah. Oh, nice.
She was an extra. I think J-Lo was as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember.
Oh,
that.
So was Nikki Cox.
Who's Nikki Cox? Yeah.
She was from that show Unhappily Ever After.
Never seen it.
She's actually married to Bobcat Goldthwait.
Hmm. Mm. Really?
Yeah.
But yeah, no one of note. The goddamn alien, like, just drank all the soda, like...
Yeah. By the way, him sucking it up that way was also creepy as
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Like, seriously.
Then he get hyper as fuck, which proved why soda was not good for small children.
And how much soda did that mom just buy the kid? He's all like, oh, I know you're sad that you're alone and we had to move out here, yeah, but...
Here's a fucking case of soda.
Here's a whole bunch of soda. Don't worry about anything, you know?
Yeah, your legs don't work. It's fine.
Yeah. They'd make the little windmill things because that's where his parents were.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, his mom seemed like a bitch.
Guys, only
the alien mom seemed like a bitch. Yeah. Not going to lie.
The
alien mom, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, total bitch.
Jeez. Why did you think she's a total bitch?
Oh, man, well, when she's just walking through that store and just ruining everything, she's all like... She looked offended by it, you know?
What?
Remember? They, like, yeah. destroy a store, yeah. but yeah, she's...
But
she
they're
just...
foreigners. They're from a distant planet. They don't
oh,
know
okay.
any better.
Okay, that makes it okay. Yeah, yeah aliens sure. can do whatever they want. They're foreigners.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't understand. They're from another planet. You go to another planet, and you knock over some gleep glorb, and they tell you fucking... Hyperbeam your ass into the face. You know?
Okay, this isn't Rick and Morty. It's Mac and me. Right?
I've never seen Rick and Morty.
Oh, well.
I heard it's good, though. Yeah. The only notable person from this cast that I actually know is this guy, Andrew Divoff, who's a policeman number two. He's like one of the guys from the Wishmaster movies.
Oh, sweet. I liked those movies.
Yeah, me too. The first one was good. The second
one
was all right.
The first one was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think... The mom is actually notable, Christine Ebersole. She's actually been in shit recently. She was in like Wolf of Wall Street.
Did the kid's career not take off or?
Oh, I doubt on. It.
No, he's still wearing a goddamn
Letterman jacket
in his.
Yeah, he was last in something in 1998.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, the kid was kind of bratty and kind of stupid.
Yeah,
it
was Mac and me, so it makes sense. He's also in Charles in Charge, so there's that.
Oh, well, he's moving on to bigger and better things. He's in Charles in Charge once.
Yeah, well, I mean, Christine Ebersole, she wasn't even in the, like, Beverly Hills, like, or no, sorry, the Richie Rich movie. She was Richie Rich's mom.
Mm.
So she's like the only person out of that cast who actually did something.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, forget.
Okay.
I think that's about all.
Not really. We haven't even talked about how much McDonald's shit is in this movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's where he had his birthday party, or that girl had her birthday party.
Yeah, fucking
remember.
Ronald McDonald himself, even, like... Could you imagine that guy on set? He's just probably just like snorting cocaine
God, yeah,
in the back.
He's all like, this is a paycheck. This is a paycheck.
He probably had the like silly McDonald voice, but then like offset, he's just like, motherfucker. God
yeah.
damn, I hate kids.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, geez.
I want $5,000 and a bag of smack. It's the only way I'll do this goddamn
I want free McDonald's for life. Free McDonald's for life.
Do you think Ronald McDonald, the guy who plays him, like actually like pays for McDonald's?
Probably not. He just wears a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, walks in. Like, yeah.
That poor man's like stomach.
I don't know. Maybe we should do should try and experiment. Like, I'll dress up as Ronald McDonald. See if I can get free food. Just walk in there and be all like, hey, kids, give me a hamburger.
I would pay to see that.
Just walk back around the counter and start cooking my own hamburgers.
Why has that not been on Family Guy yet? I feel like it would be a great Family Guy bit. I think we should film it.
I mean, I might get arrested, but hey.
The great thing about all those prank shows is you just say there's a camera here, here, and here, and everybody claps, and they're all right with it.
Yeah, I'll just... There's a camera here, and here. Run!
you're on this new prank show from ABC. Oh my God. Hi, family.
There's a camera right there. Those are our security cameras. Yeah.
Cheese it! And then just run the fuck out.
I have to throw a slice of cheese on the floor. Cheese it, and then run.
You use Cheez-Its. You scatter them on the floor like fucking Jacks in Home Alone.
You throw the fake eggs they use on their egg. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. On the floor.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to throw Cheez-Its, man. Those are my favorite snacks. Cheez-It.
It's like you're advertising for it. Cheez-It.
Well, yeah. How many sponsors do you have? You need a few more.
I do.
Cheez-Its, please sponsor this podcast.
There you go. Shit, man, I haven't had Cheez-Its in like 3 years.
Oh, my gosh.
They're great. Those white cheddar ones, those are my faves.
No, just regular.
Yeah.
Regular was good, too. But then you got a fucking cracker gunk build up like after a while.
That's why you get a juice box, man.
Juice box? Yeah. I never mix Cheez-Its with juice boxes.
You don't have juice boxes at your house? Like, no, seriously. Man.
I know you have those Capri Suns last time.
Yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Juice boxes.
Yeah.
They're cheap.
Yeah.
They go anywhere.
They hydrate you.
Yeah.
They're actually not that bad for you.
No. It's true. Yeah, it's... Yeah.
So, fuck yeah. It was just a giant commercial for McDonald's and Coca-Cola. And the plot isn't even that good. Because they tried to steal a lot of the, like... Limelight from E.T.
Yeah, and it was, like, not even good. There wasn't, like, any good dialogue in there.
No, it was a lot of, like, buy this, buy that, and, like, McDonald's, like, was advertising it. They actually, I remember hearing that, like, McDonald's, you could buy the VHS at McDonald's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember you used to be able to get VHS at McDonald's. Because I think I actually have a couple from McDonald's.
I think, I got we got like the Care Bears movie from McDonald's once.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's a running gag between Conan O'Brien and Paul Rudd that when Paul will guess on Conan's show that they will supposedly cut to a scene from Paul's newest movie he's promoting, but instead show clips from Mac and Me, where Eric rolls off a cliff and falls into the water.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. He's been doing that joke for many years, even when he was promoting Ant-Man in 2015.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
I remember, he was like the kid. I remember.
Is he
in
that movie?
No.
No, oh, okay. He lost a lot of like control over that wheelchair, man. For being... You know, in there
did his
all
own
time.
Stunts.
Yeah, he just had no control over that thing.
Yeah, that was a pretty like scary scene. I remember as a kid watching that, like, oh fuck! Why didn't say fuck?
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh geez, mom!
Oh shit, mom!
Yeah, he's gonna fall.
Yeah. Oh man, that movie was
It's a rough movie, but watch it. Just laugh at it.
This is a good watching a movie drunk or stoned.
Oh yeah.
It will
fuck
with your head.
Yeah, once they start whistling like
Watch it to the very end.
They were creepy as hell. Like even when they were right next to each other, they do like the weird
whistle.
Yeah,
the way they walk fucking creeped me out the most as a kid. So the McDonald's scenes were all shot in City of Industry, California, just outside of Los Angeles. The set was an actual McDonald's built specifically for crew member training and filming television commercials.
Oh, my God.
Everything inside worked, but it never served a real customer. When it wasn't being used, it was locked up, being a chain link with a chain link fence from its construction to the day it was torn down, never open to the public.
Damn it.
This, of course, is listed among
If I could have just gone to the goddamn McDonald's where Mac and Me was filmed, my life would have been complete.
You think they took, like, Make-A-Wish Foundation kids there, and they're like, this is a set from Mac for me, just pull the plug.
Yeah, they're all like, oh, this is not what I asked for at all. Yeah.
Give me Courtney Love, or get the fuck out of here.
Give me Courtney Love.
Wow. She's, what kind of depraved child?
It was the 80s. She was actually popular back then.
Holy shit.
I don't think she was very
Michael
popular
Jackson.
With
might, a lot of kids asked to meet Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
back
that
then.
Would make more sense.
Give me Courtney Love. I want to try heroin before I die. Like, what the fuck? Like, make a wish, kids. Like, give me Courtney Love. Jesus Christ, man.
Right?
Well, Billy, we couldn't get you Michael Jackson, but we got Courtney Love.
Okay.
Well, I hear she's got good smack.
Oh, hey, Kurt's still alive.
I'll see you not in 5 years.
Yeah, jeez.
Oh, well, that went dark really quick.
Oh, my God.
The Make-A-Wish kid is all like, I outlived him.
Well, that Chappelle joke where, like, all the, like, Make-A-Wish kids were, like, living past to sue Michael Jackson. And
oh, yeah. Son of a bitch. Yeah.
What if Michael Jackson was a cure? And they're like, come on, Michael. Mm-mm. Never again. I love Chappelle.
Did you hear they recently found, like, a whole bunch of videos and crap in his house? Like,
no.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Yeah, they found a whole bunch of stuff, and he was not as innocent as...
Was it as creepy
as
people,
the Dove said?
Yeah.
Was it, he paid people to believe.
Was it as creepy as, like, Swayze's, like, weird secret video room in, like, Donnie Darko?
It's, yeah, basically the same goddamn thing.
That's where they got it from.
It was, like, videos of kids and, like, a manuscript of, like, a journal of him just doing... Just the most.
Well, you know, he
stuff.
Wanted to buy the rights to Marvel so he could star in the Spider-Man movie, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I would have loved to see that.
That would have been the best.
So this is listed among the 100 most amusably bad movies ever made from the Razzie Movie Guide, which is obvious. The film ends with a freeze frame and the superimposed title, Will Be Back. It was such a dismal box office failure that the proposed sequel was never made.
They were going to make a sequel?
Really thought this movie was going to be good enough for a sequel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They planned for actually a trilogy from what I read. They wanted to have a three-part film.
Holy shit, they became citizens. Is it just going to be like a sitcom where
they're
all living
together? That's what they should have probably done, just made
Well, there
like
was a fucking Harry and the
TV
Henderson
show.
Sitcom, why not? You don't remember that shit back in the day?
What show?
Harry and the Hendersons? They made a sitcom from that movie.
They really did?
Yeah.
I don't remember hearing about
the
sitcom.
No, Alf was the best. That was
Fuck yeah. Alf.
That was one alien, you know, I can just,
I started rewatching that show, and it still holds up.
Oh, it's
the
so
best.
Funny, yeah.
Still has one of the most messed up series finales of all time.
Oh, yeah. I fucking can't remember it. I'm going to rewatch that whole
Doesn't
series.
He get
like
shot?
The government comes and takes him away, like takes him
Area
51.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, years later, they did the made-for-TV movie thing to kind of recap it because people bitched so much about it. You know, Mork and Mindy had a really dark ending to that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Really? What happened with that?
Like, a bunch of aliens came from another planet to, like, kill Mork.
Mm.
And, like, try to kill their kid and, like, kill Mindy, too.
Really?
Fucked up, yeah.
That's crazy.
Kim Basinger and Angelica Houston were both offered the role for the female lead and both declined.
Smart ladies.
There's also, by the way, did you guys notice that when he, like, hooks onto the truck and it's getting towed away from
his long arms, the super... he's, like, they're, like, elastic people. I don't know what the hell they're made out of.
Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, if they can be sucked into a vacuum like that.
I don't think they have bones. Maybe, like, snake bones or something.
Yeah.
But so, it kind of, like, stole from, like, Back to the Future a little bit. Because they're chasing him on foot when he's in the wheelchair, and then so the reason why that was okay is because the composer for this also did that scene from Back to the Future.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it all comes around. I actually, when I was thinking about it in there, I actually was like, I asked my grandma because she had all the movies. She was like you. She'd just buy movies and watch movies. I asked my grandma, I'm all like, did they ever make the sequel to Mac and Me when I was a kid? Because I'm all like, well, I want to see the sequel.
Yeah. That would have been a really shitty sequel.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. I can't even imagine what, like, they're like...
It'd be amazing, like, those aliens, like, trying to figure out jobs and stuff, like...
Like, with their shitty, like...
the workforce, yeah.
Earth clothing.
Yeah, like, they're working a customer service job. They're just whistling into the goddamn phone. They don't know how to talk.
It's like... Hello, I'm at McDonald's. I'd like to order. Because, you know, they get a job at McDonald's since they already have a hook up there.
Yeah, no. That McDonald's just sounds creepy as hell.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I never liked meeting Ronald McDonald when I was a kid.
I never cared. Yeah.
Even when I was a kid, I was like, who the fuck is this guy?
I didn't like sitting on the like plaster bench with him, like his...
Oh, yeah, his,
the
like,
plastic
weird...
form, yeah. He's
I always
like...
felt like the thing was going to come to life. Mm-hmm. My mom let me watch It when I was a little kid, so I was kind of really fucked up afraid of clowns.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, yeah. Yeah, if you're afraid of any, like, classic monster, that's the one to watch.
So all right, was...
can we move on
from
this?
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
This dirt movie?
Yeah, our next movie is...
Oh, yeah, I gave that a 2 out of 5.
What?
Mac
two
and me.
Out of five.
2 out of 5 fish. It's my review system now.
Oh, yeah, because we forgot to mention you do fish art, too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Check me out at Fish by Dustin Hagen on Facebook. It's amazing. I draw custom pictures on ordinary fish and make it amazing. It's serious.
It is. It's just the way you said it.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Anyways, our next movie is the 1977 alien classic Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah, this is a fucking nightmare, too.
Oh, yeah. This movie freaked me out when I was a kid.
Oh, my God.
It's mostly that scene when they, like, show up at the house and they're trying to get through the fucking...
Oh, yeah, and all the toys are coming to life and they just steal the fucking kid. Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
Did they steal him? Because I'm pretty sure that
kid
wanders
off
willingly.
Yeah, he wanders off.
They lured him out. I'm sure they had candy or something, but, yeah. They didn't have Pokemon Go back then, so there weren't any Pokemon.
Yeah, if aliens were going to abduct people, using Pokemon Go would probably be their best, like, oh, shit, I got a Kadabra.
Charizard, yeah.
They like planting like all these mythical Pokemon and just like, there's another fucking Earthling, get it.
Yeah, Jesus.
There's another Pidgey.
But yeah.
Fuck those things.
Man, it's scary. Like, I love the first part, like, when he's... Richard Dreyfuss, I don't know his name.
Yeah, no, that's him. Like, Dreyfuss. Really young Richard
Dreyfuss. No, in the show, I don't know his name.
Oh, his name was Roy.
Roy, yeah. Okay, yeah. But yeah, he drives out to check out the power outage.
Yeah.
And the fucking UFO just zooms past him. Apparently, the lights they have on that son of a bitch is like a tanning booth.
Oh, yeah, it kind of lightly fries his face a little
bit.
Yeah,
it burns his face a little bit. And
that part's always just creepy to me because, you know, he's just sitting there reading his map and then all of a sudden the mailbox start, like, moving.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Goddamn radio. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God.
You know what part of that movie creeped me out and, like, there was no aliens in it is when he's, like, at the dinner table and he's, like, sculpting the mountain out of mashed potatoes and his kids are just sitting there scared crying.
I love that part. That's, like, my favorite part. Like, every time you eat mashed potatoes,
yeah,
you want to do that. Then you want to, like, just look at people and be all like, this means something.
That's why
I was actually watching The Simpsons the other night, and it's the episode where Homer goes to clown college, and he does that on his plate, but he makes the circus tent.
I watched a clip from Simpsons yesterday where they're talking about Mormonism in Utah. It was on Facebook, because I guess Bart's going to try to get married. And then,
oh, yeah. I don't remember the full extent of that episode. But he goes to Utah to marry a girl.
Yeah,
they
and they're all like, hey, oh, you're marrying only one wife? Yeah, what are you, gay or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I reshared like a post I made because I thought it was funny. Like, I did the episode where Homer makes the makeup gun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yeah.
I'm so, like, this is what I see Harley Quinn.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I had to reshare it because I don't think people appreciated it enough the first time.
I appreciated it.
I know. It's okay.
I liked it.
Not everybody gets it. Yeah. Just reshare it over and over.
I like that episode because he's just pointing a gun at his wife and she's like, Homer, don't! And just,
then he makes the automatic hammer that just tears up the wall. Yeah.
And like his only good invention is like the chair that leans back and stops him from falling.
And then he finds out Edison made it.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't find out about it, but yeah.
I think the only Simpsons episode I watched recently was the Family Guy Simpsons crossover.
I still haven't even seen that.
It's on Netflix.
I like the older like Simpsons.
Yeah,
I always loved the Treehouse of Horrors.
89 to maybe 2006 or so, right before the movie was made.
Yeah,
because after that, it's kind of.
Yeah,
I don't find any of those episodes particularly funny.
A lot of them
funny.
Were just, oh man, so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But, really love the Treehouse of Horror stuff. Mm-hmm. I will, to this day, always love those. I want to get like the collection of it and just sit one Halloween and just binge watch all of them.
That's why I'm glad I have FXX because they have every Simpsons ever.
Like, oh, really?
Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays, they do like 4 hours of the Simpsons.
They play
it
tons.
Nice.
Yeah. Always... And that's the station that Always Sunny is on.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched the new season of that yet.
I love that show.
I always love, like, speaking of aliens, when, like, they thought there was an alien, they get Mulder and Scully from The Simpsons, and it's just Mr. Burns.
But I love that. They're all like, take me through your normal day, and he's just, like, drinking a ton of beer. Then they're all like,
We were having an intellectual conversation. Mr. Simpson, it's a felony to lie to the FBI. Yeah. We are sitting in Barney's car eating packets of peanuts. Are you happy?
Yeah. One of my favorite ones is when Homer was accused of sexual harassment.
Yeah.
And then, like, the groundskeeper, Willie, like, saves him, and they're, like, doing an expose about him being a voyeur, and he's like, what a sick motherfucker. It's like, he just saved you. It's like, yeah, it's disgusting, though.
There's the, what was it, the Scottish Day or whatever.
Yeah.
To lure Bart.
Scotch-toberfest.
Yeah. And he's all like, yeah, use Miss Skinner.
There is no Scotch-toberfest. Yeah. There is not.
Yeah. I always loved, my favorite Treehouse of Horror is with Groundskeeper Willie as like Freddy Krueger.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the best one. And then at the end of it, he's like, ooh, boogaloo.
Mm-hmm. I like the, one, I think it's Treehouse of Horror 4 or 5, but it's got like, the shinning on it and the one where Homer travels through time with the toaster every vignette Willie gets like killed with an axe.
Oh yeah. He's like one of
I'm
them's
bad
like
at this.
God damn, I'm just gonna YouTube those tonight.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I always like the time travel one where he goes and then like it's Ned Flanders and everyone's got like a little like Moe's got this little piece
They've
of his brain.
They've all had a lobotomy to make them happier. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he's just like, fuck this, and just goes back and breaks everything.
I just love it like when he's like running through the jungle and he jumps over everything not to kill it, and then the very last minute he's like, oh, and he sits down and kills the fish. He's like, I wish I hadn't killed that fish.
I just need to go back and give Simpsons a chance again.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Well, nice past guest, Tony Paulson, I believe, who does the Hand Over the Hero, gave you that nice little Homer Simpson like artwork, which I love too. I'm just going to go back and binge watch Treehouse of Horror. I always love those.
Awesome.
Now, see, the thing with it now, and that shows the decline of the seasons, is that Treehouse of Horror, it's not even like about... Because the early episodes, they were funny, but they were also a little bit creepy and everything. Mm-hmm. But now it's not so much about being creepy and parodying horror movies as much as just like, hey, this movie was really big one year, let's parody this. Because I remember one year in Treehouse of Horror, they parodied Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
The most recent one I watched was like where Sideshow Bob actually kills Bart.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That one was okay, but I don't know, like, here's the thing. When I was growing up, Mormons would not let their kids watch that show, and now they're like, oh, it's family friendly, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could watch The Simpsons. I couldn't watch Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, I watched the shit out of that show.
And Married with Children.
Oh, God, I love that show.
We weren't allowed to watch Beavis and Butthead either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mom didn't give a shit.
Which it's, I don't know, The Simpsons has way worse stuff than
Beavis and Butthead. Well, and it's funny to look back, because I read like a biography on the whole history of The Simpsons and everything, and it's funny to look back and see that that show was actually pretty controversial when
came
out.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of it was just crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of, like, episodes where Marge and Homer are, like, fucking.
Okay.
That's true, yeah.
So, I watched a clip from...
I was you know, mainly going for the crass humor, yeah, but yeah,
and the satirical
yeah. There is fucking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually watched a clip from Married with Children, like just some like all the best like Al Bundy lines someone posted on Facebook.
Yeah,
that
some
show,
of those are horrible. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that show's misogynistic as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. The men hater women club that they were a part of. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And him and any lady at the shoe store, like that's yeah.
Oh my god.
Jeez.
He'd always, like, make fun of fat women at a shoe store.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to fit you with cloven hoofs instead? Jesus, man.
Yeah.
Do that
really
shit today,
that
you'd
show.
Be locked
no,
up.
It, I look at it now, and I'm all like, God, this is stupid and
the show
just
was
horrible.
On for, like, nine
yeah.
seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, should we get
yeah,
back
let's
to...
Yeah, let's get back to Close Encounters. We got way distracted, Simpsons. This is actually a great cast, too. Richard Dreyfuss, we mentioned... Linda Dillon, Bob Laban, which of course people might know from Seinfeld. He was the NBC president for a couple of seasons.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That guy?
You're like, oh, that guy.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But yeah, seriously, I like how they all just like, what the hell's going on? Because mm-hmm. they don't know. And then they.
Well, yeah, and like all the people that came in. Contact with the UFO that first night, they've all got the image of the devil's
yeah.
watchtower in their head, and
yeah.
they start
Sturgis.
Like the mom starts drawing it all over the house, and the dad like completely re-landscapes the yard and brings it into the house to create it in the
oh,
kitchen.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
it was batshit crazy.
It was insane. Like it was scary too.
Mm-hmm.
Like even the like noise they had was
yeah.
Oh yeah. Then there's that just, chase scene too.
Yeah.
Which I rewatched some of that, and, like, what makes me laugh is the dumbass cops are chasing it. One of the cops actually goes over the cliff.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's flying UFOs. I think
I
can make
do
it.
This.
Then, like, seriously, they bring back. Okay, they all get together, and the whole government's
in
all
Wyoming.
Like, yeah, we gotta do this, you know? Like, seriously, it's just.
I love the part where they're over in like the Middle East where all those people have come in contact and they're like singing the song and
yeah, yeah.
That part.
And like when like all the planes just come out of
mm-hmm.
nowhere, they're all like, son of a bitch, there's mm-hmm. a lot of these things.
Yeah.
But yeah, when they all come out of the goddamn UFO at the end.
Yeah.
That is the scariest thing.
There's like,
thing.
Yeah.
There's pilots that went missing during
yeah, yeah.
World War
yeah.
II.
There's like
and...
all these like era of people
yeah.
and then the Flight 19 people that
mm-hmm.
they
yeah.
were kind of investigating in the beginning of the movie come out too.
Mm-hmm.
Then like people go back up in there with
yeah.
them.
Mm-hmm.
Like seriously, they just start touching
they're
people.
Peaceful aliens, because that's how we want our aliens
you don't
to be.
Know
let's
what
be
they
honest.
Did up there. You don't know what they did.
Yeah,
to
they
those.
Could. Well, I would think that if
got
they did
syndrome.
Something bad, still those people would kind of be like, "No, you don't want to go with them. You
I
don't.
Know.
You don't want to go up there
Stockholm
with them."
Stockholm syndrome, dude.
Yeah, well, I know they're coming out of there like they just won the lottery or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, woo!
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, that's not how. Don't go in there with them.
Yeah, plus those aliens were kind of creepy looking, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what a horrible father that Roy guy is.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, that's my thing, because it's just like, don't you... You still have a family
yeah,
down
yeah,
here.
sorry,
like,
kids.
Fuck you, kids, yeah.
Sorry, going with the aliens. They called to me, I'm going.
Yeah, he does that little hand signal thing with them. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like you said in Mac and Me, like... What's
yeah.
aliens with gang signs and stuff?
I don't know, man. They only know sign language. I thought they could talk through your, like, mind.
Yeah.
But
that's
not
what the good ones
maybe they learn sign language because that's the easiest language for them to learn to communicate with us.
Well, yeah, they had the music and the
mm-hmm.
the sign for the music.
Yeah, they had, the, like, the beeping noises, too, and, like, the little music tones as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, like the do-do-do.
Yeah, dude, I remember that movie scaring the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it was horrifying. Like, when the little kid gets taken, Yeah. That lady is devastated. Like, the guy has nothing to lose. He's all like, oh, we can just chill.
Well, yeah, and then there's just a big lead-up where these, like, aliens just, like, taking people and trying to get people back, and the whole, like, he's interviewing with that, like, people, and he's like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that's building shit up with the aliens, and then they just come down like, hey, guys, we're peaceful. Peaceful.
See, yeah, this is the little picture where all those little goddamn beady eyed aliens just come and take him, and he's cool with it. Mm-hmm. No, that's...
Yeah, he's just like, hey, I know, family, you know, I've been freaking you out and all this shit, but here's an alien, they're real, and I'm gonna go with them. And, you know, you can collect welfare or something, I don't fucking care. Yeah,
that is, like, I don't know, that's the worst goddamn thing you could do, is just leave, and I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's where the origin of, like, the dad went out for cigarettes and never came back, because they couldn't say, oh, my dad went up to space. So they had to, like, oh, kids, okay,
if
kids,
if they're
let's
even
go.
Notified that he went to
and
space.
How, oh,
that's true.
How unsecured was that for a goddamn military facility? Like, there's just a whole bunch of people there.
Yeah.
They're all like, oh, we showed up, we saw some
and
bites
even, like,
over
the people, like, they just corral everybody onto the helicopters, and then three of them escape, and they don't even really try to catch them. They're just like... they'll be fine.
Yeah. And then, like, they're trying to break into the thing. They just had to jump a fence. Mm-hmm. They're all like, hey, check it out. It's like Saltair. There's, like, a rave, and they have the little, like, fences there. They just jump over. It's like, hey, we're here. What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, and then just, like, too, like... Like, no one believes a fucking word what this guy says about aliens. Because he's telling people, like, oh, there's this encounter, and...
We saw this, yeah.
And there's multiple people saying, oh, yeah, it was... Like, what makes me laugh, too, is when they're doing that chase scene, and the fucking, like, guy at the toll booth's asleep, and then he wakes up. And then the cops drive through in their shitty-ass 70s car. He's like, hey, it's 25 cents to enter Ohio. It's like, you're worried about a quarter of fucking extraterrestrials just blasted by.
Look how creepy this thing is. I don't care if it's smiling.
Mm-hmm. It kind of looks like Freddy Krueger, like Nightmare on Elm Street 5, the Dream Child.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, it looks like the new Freddy Krueger, kind of. Yeah.
Oh, the Jackie Earl Henry one?
Yeah, he looked a little alien, and I did not appreciate that.
Yeah,
they
I'm
had,
not
like,
a big fan
spidery
of
aliens. There were so many goddamn aliens.
Yeah.
They had all of them.
For this movie, I will give it, for its time, had pretty good effects.
Oh, yeah. No, they made those guys look real, too. That was
that's the good age of practical effects. Like,
yeah.
Now they just CGI the fuck out of those things.
I wonder if, I wonder if Spielberg had ever been abducted. I think that's a theme with him.
Well, that's what I love with the, have you ever seen that movie, Paul?
Yeah.
Where he's just saying that, like, he worked and influenced the pop culture, so, like, Spielberg actually calls him and mentions things about E.T. and, like, how to
he's
do it.
Like, yeah, the blah, blah, blah. What is that?
Oh, basically all it is just, you know, regenerative properties, you know, and a healing factor, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then they even had the mountain from Close Encounters in Paul, too, which I loved.
Yeah, they made fun of everything, like, about it. But, yeah, Close Encounters was a good movie. Like, there's,
it was, and it still holds up to this day. Like, it's still a great fucking movie.
It's suspenseful. It's everything.
I know, like, Shyamalan kind of tried to mimic it with the fucking Science.
Yeah, well, Science was something else.
Yeah,
that's an alien movie that didn't scare me.
Nice try, Shyamalan.
Yeah. Oh, water. Okay.
Oh yeah, swing, Danny, swing. You know, swing glass of water.
Everything happens for a reason.
Oh, yeah. Shyamalan kills Mel Gibson's wife.
I just like it when Mel Gibson just cuts off that one alien's fingers.
Oh, yeah.
And he felt like he did not look happy. But, yeah, I don't know. Should I rate this one?
Go for it. We're going to do some fun facts first.
3.5 fish.
Okay.
Okay.
So, during the dinner scene before Roy piles on the mashed potatoes, you can hear a little girl say, there's a dead fly in my potato. And that was actually unscripted and almost caused the rest of the cast to laugh, but they kept it in.
Stupid kids. Can't trust them on set with mashed potatoes.
So Stanley Kubrick was so impressed by Cary Guffey's performance that he wanted him for the role of Danny Torrance in The Shining.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But he didn't get him, did he?
I think he did.
No.
Wait, no.
That's not him?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Spielberg has stated that absolutely nothing in his real life has been more difficult than editing the final 25 minutes of Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, God, yeah.
Wow.
That's a really crucial 25 minutes, mm-hmm. the last 25
I wonder
minutes.
How many weird alien shots he had to do.
Probably a shit ton, man.
Yeah. Which movie, like, this was one of his first movies, wasn't it?
It was like...
It was right after Jaws.
Yeah, second movie, yeah.
Yeah. Most of the UFO miniatures were filmed in the dark, smoke-filled rooms that gave them a, like, halo effect, so the beam of light emanating from them would be more prominent, which was a good practical effect for that.
Yeah,
that's why I love movies
like,
from back then.
You can see it, yeah, in here. It looks amazing, the pictures. Just have this goofy-looking alien. I don't need to see that picture. But it was amazing. Like, he is so good at just making great movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, Paul Schrader?
Schrader.
Yes, thank you. Wrote the original script. When Spielberg changed a great deal of it, Schrader decided to remove his credit since the film couldn't be left with no credit for writing. Spielberg claimed it for himself.
Mm.
Boy, Spielberg. Dirty pool. For the scene where Dreyfus appears to go weightless in his truck in the first encounter with the flying saucers, his truck was put on a turntable and rotated 360 degrees. Oh, that was a pretty cool effect.
Hmm.
This is actually became one of the first films to have a special edition director's cut made when Spielberg wanted to improve his original vision. I didn't know that, this actually opened the same week Star Wars Episode V A New Hope in 77 overtook Jaws in 75 to become the biggest blockbuster of all time.
Hmm.
Which, that's one thing, like, throughout the ages, people have been fucking fascinated and scared of aliens.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of a joke with that fucking ancient alien shit with that big-haired fuckbag.
But yeah, no, there are creepy stuff. Like, seriously. No alien stays on Earth. Look at this. Some volunteers, including Roy, decide to go into the UFO with the aliens. No aliens stay on Earth. Yeah, that's a little shady.
They always jump
ship. I don't trust that at all. You take some of us, we get some of you, okay? That's how it should have worked.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, Jesus.
So the last scene to be filmed was the opening scene in the desert.
Hmm.
And the mothership is actually in the Smithsonian now.
Nice.
Really?
I would love to go see that ship.
Yeah. Burn it down.
Jeez, man. Oh, man. It's still a classic movie. It's still a great one.
It won, like, 14 mm-hmm. awards, man.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's not even kidding. Or 13. 37 nominations.
So, Spielberg...
It's no Raz.
Yeah, it's no Razzies, yeah. Spielberg actually repeatedly watched John Ford's Searchers while he was making this film, which is a good, like, movie to get in the mind, like, set for that movie.
What is Searchers?
It's like an old-school 50s, like, alien movie.
Oh. John, no, this is,
Say that again?
This is not the one. This is like a John Wayne film that I came up with. Searchers.
Search for Searchers. Yeah, I mean, Meryl Streep auditioned to play Veronica. I did not know that. I would have loved to actually see her in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole cast did great.
Yeah, but Meryl Streep would have been better.
So, Marvel Comics actually published an adaptation of the movie as part of their Super Special series. However, artists were given very little visual references to work with and were unable to obtain likeness rights for the movie's cast members. Interesting.
Yeah, that's weird.
So our next and final movie is a very great classic, one from my childhood I greatly enjoyed. The 1982 E.T. the Extraterrestrial, by the same director, of course, as our previous film, Close Encounters.
Yeah, if you don't know that Steven Spielberg, get the fuck out.
He has that on his doorman.
Oh, jeez.
You don't know Spielberg. Get the fuck out.
It still just creeps me out. Like, how fucking creepy is E.T.?
He's creepy looking, too.
I was always really scared of him when I was a kid. My sister loved E.T. when she... Well, she still does, but it was her favorite movie when she was a kid.
Yeah,
I was always scared when he did that. Scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Like, I was always terrified of him, especially in the beginning when you don't really see him and all you can like hear is his sounds. Like, I couldn't watch the introduction to this movie because it would scare
the
Jesus
out of me. They
had the
creepy, like, horror movie music, know, like the strange violin, and it's him just like,
and then just like these creepy
going,
little
and he just waddles out.
Hand
oh god,
out
fingers
looking up at the moon,
and yeah, he's just like rubbing a branch, and then like.
I mean, I admit, like as you get further into the movie, he grows on you and everything.
Even when you see him walking in the forest, and he just looks up at the tree, you're all like, "What the fuck is this thing? What is going on?"
Like the scene where the kid decides to sleep outside and like leaves the trail, and like you just see him standing there, like, "Oh my god, this kid's gonna die!"
Yeah, first 20 minutes of this movie is a horror film.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, he gets left behind. Like, how did they not find him? He's just like,
He can barely walk, first of all, so I don't understand how he outran all of these men.
Oh, in the remake, they show him hopping like a son of a bitch. It's crazy, like, how they did
the
all
digitally
the,
remastered?
Yeah, they did all the CGI. He was hopping around,
really?
Like, yeah, it was fucking
I haven't
weird
seen
looking.
The new version. I always watch the old version.
I watched the new version.
New Virgin. Oh, okay.
The New Virgin. No, the New Virgin.
New Virgin. Now on
in
CBS.
In theater when they had the 20-year anniversary. Like, and me and my friend were all like, we have to watch this.
But what I hate about their new version is the whole fucking, like, adding the walkie-talkies instead of the guns when they're, like, trying to chase the kids when they fly off.
Yeah, like, seriously. It gave a real element of, you know, like, like this
and
is the government.
It didn't bother anybody when the first 20 movies that the movie was out.
Yeah, nobody cared except
20 years.
Steven
did I
Spielberg
say 20 movies on that?
Decided, that he didn't want those. But
Well, it's stupid. You think if they're going to redo a scene, what about that fucking scene when the government, like, traipses their house and has that tube and, like, he's fucking laying in the creek white as shit?
Oh, no. That's story. That's you need that.
Well, they're not, the government's not pointing the guns at the kids. They're pointing at E.T.
The scariest goddamn thing. When he throws back the ball, like, let's just go through the whole movie, like, every scary part, okay? When he throws back the goddamn ball and the kid runs and they ruin their pizza.
Yep.
Yeah, because that's a big deal. She's all like, the mom's all like, who said you could order a pizza? I'm all like...
I'm like, first of all, where did they get the money for pizza?
Yeah,
did they steal it out of her wallet?
They had their own goddamn money.
Yeah,
like... Why is she pissed off about a pizza?
Did you ever see the meme where E.T. and, like, the Star Wars universes are linked?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I've seen him in the Senate. Like, them just, like...
So it explains it right here.
Yeah.
Yoda... First off, Yoda is a well-known figure in the Senate chamber. And then you see the E.T. creatures in the Star Wars chamber on the first episode.
Yeah, no, I was terrified about that.
Yeah, and then the third is some E.T. creatures come to Earth. One of them meets a young boy. The young boy plays with Star Wars figures, which is kind of weird.
Oh, yeah.
And then E.T. meets a kid dressed like Yoda at Halloween and recognizes
him. Yeah, he says, home.
Yeah. And it's reasonable to assume that E.T. can make bikes and toys fly by using the Force, which means E.T. is a fucking Jedi.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
It's funny.
That's telekinesis. That's not Force.
Yeah, he'd be...
I don't remember Jedi's making shit heal.
Yeah.
Where the fuck was that Jedi power?
But seriously, that cornfield scene was just...
Oh, yeah.
Nightmare stuff. Like... They were both scared then. He decides to wait outside for the goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he brings
him
some...
Then brings it into his house.
Yeah, he's all like, oh, this creature likes Reese's Pieces just like me, so...
Yeah, oh shit, we're best friends.
I do like it when, like, he's finally got him up to his room and he leaves a little pile by his door and you just see the hand reach in and
take him out
and then you just hear, like,
crunching. Yeah, yeah.
He looks like... E.T. basically to me looks like the Crypt Keeper got squished down.
Yeah.
Into like, kind of like, did you ever see that movie, Phantasm?
No.
So they used to, like, Phantasm, they'd take dead bodies and, like, fucking squish them down and reanimate them into, like, these midget, like, kind of, like, demonic
ones. I heard that movie
ones.
Was terrifying, but yeah.
That movie's fucked up, too.
Yeah. was one of the craziest movies. But yeah, this was like the scariest movie. Like I could watch horror movies. Like
oh yeah,
when I was 8, like I watched Nightmare on Elm Street 3 oh, me too, with my dad, and like I still can't watch E.T. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's because Freddy Krueger kept throwing those jokes out, so you're like, oh, this guy's not bad. I mean, he kills teenagers in their dreams, but who cares?
And I don't know how you say he grows on you. He just keeps getting creepier and creepier. When he starts E.T.? Talking.
Oh, yeah. 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 E.T. phone home.
Yeah. I mean, how did that goddamn... Another neglectful mother who doesn't understand yeah. what's going on. Like,
give her a break. Her husband was cheating on her.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. right.
Yeah. But the goddamn, like, aliens drinking beer and leaving beer cans everywhere. I'm sorry, if there are beer cans all over my goddamn house.
She's probably used to it because of her cheating fucking husband. Yeah. Come down and be like, hey, honey, I fucked my secretary.
He was
get me
in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big
you
deal.
Boys ever been to Mexico?
That was... It has one of the best insults ever. Like, when the guy's all like, maybe it was alligators in the sewer. Maybe it was ghosts or goblins. And then Elliot stands up and he's all like, it was nothing like that, penis breath.
Oh, yeah.
That's like one of my favorite insults
ever. Oh, I forgot the whole penis breath line.
Yeah.
Best fucking, like, insult of a kid's movie ever.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And, like...
That's what I loved about kid's movies from the 80s and 90s. They got away with so much shit.
Oh, my God. I watched Monster Squad.
That movie's mm-hmm. fucked up.
And it is hilarious.
The monster pees in the bottle.
Yeah.
And they give it to the kid.
Oh, no. That's Little Monsters.
Oh, yeah. Monster Squad. No.
Monster Squad. Dracula picks up the little girl and she's all like, give me that amulet, you little bitch.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Wow.
The girl's like 4 years old. That's all like, holy
oh, yeah.
Shit.
I forgot.
With her retort, fuck you, Dracula.
Suck on this dick, Dracula.
Yeah.
Got a wooden stake for you, motherfucker.
Lick my balls.
Oh, I could have gone really, really disgusting and
no,
gross
go
with
ahead.
That. No, I'm
nope,
not.
Do
no,
it.
No,
do
no,
it.
No,
yeah.
No,
do
no,
it.
No.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
No.
Quincy, there's
no,
been
really,
worse things.
I really don't want
Is it
to.
A period joke?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew it.
Oh, Jesus.
See?
You've offended our guests.
You don't want to suck this blood, Dracula.
Come back next month, bitch.
Oh, Jesus. But yeah,
No, we should do an episode like fucked up kids movies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Monster Squad for sure. Little Monsters is fucked up. It's way fucked up.
Look how creepy and just like, I don't know.
Looks like he's 900. He's like a 900-year-old Asian person.
It still just gets to my heart, though. Like, the movie. Like,
yeah.
It's still, like, I'm
it's
terrified.
It's one of the movies that I, like, cried
whole, yeah. Yeah, I'm, like, terrified the first part, then the second
yeah.
part you
he
can kind of
he captures
laugh.
Your heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my favorite... Like, one of the funniest parts or one of the funniest scenes in a movie is, like, when the little girl's just screaming at E.T. and
yeah.
he's got his hands
when she,
up,
like walks
yeah.
in and he just, like,
yeah.
and then she goes running into the closet.
Yeah,
and
he has his hands
like it's
up.
It's just,
like
visually, it's hilarious.
I know.
I always loved,
And
of course.
When he gets drunk, it's kind of, mm-hmm. like, sad because he, like, watches all the commercials. And he's all
yeah,
like,
he keeps running into shit.
Yeah.
Oh, Josh. Like, after you get to see that E.T. is actually lovable,
mm-hmm.
him waddling around mm-hmm. is funny as shit.
When mm-hmm. yeah, he's not, like, dangerous.
Yeah.
I love when they're going out on Halloween and the mom's just like, let me take a picture, let me take a picture. And the flash goes off
oh, yeah.
and like, practically kills him.
He's all
him.
Like, oh, yeah.
He falls
oh,
back.
Oh, my God, you look so good. They're all like, thank you, thank you. They all like, thank you.
Thank you.
I always thought, like, Drew Barrymore was super adorable.
You know what?
Oh,
I always
God.
Wondered,
yeah.
where did she go during that Halloween thing? Because she wasn't there. And I'm just like, she's a little young to be
she
wandering around
the street. She was
waiting
by
the
bikes. Remember?
Oh, yeah,
they,
that's right.
She is the one who kicked the dirt on the bikes because mm-hmm. they were taking so long. This is another one of my favorite parts is when they're just eating a whole bunch of goddamn food.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when he first gets the goddamn... The
healing
the
finger?
The flowers. Yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
And he's all like, whoop. But,
what do you think was useful for that? It lights up and it heals things.
I don't know. It was
maybe he's a good like urologist. You
maybe
know?
It, maybe it's like
herbologist?
A soldering iron.
No,
like maybe it just heats up to where it cauterizes
you know, it
the wound.
It lights up and he can heal STDs.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. Our herbologist is probably better. See, now aren't you glad you didn't see that period joke? Because
this is part of the added scenes from the... director's version. He's like in the bathtub and it's all CGI and it looks like shit.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. This movie should have never been changed. Nothing about it.
They
kind of like when it's almost similar but not as rage inducing as when George Lucas remastered Star Wars.
Oh yeah, it's
or Indiana Jones.
It's not that level of insanity.
I was so, like, excited to see what they added to that movie, and then it was just fucking CGI bullshit.
Oh, and one of the biggest things that's parodied all the time is E.T. hiding in the stuffed animals.
Yeah.
They still do that shit today.
I know. It's iconic. It's just great.
This movie taught me to hate the government.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, oh, you get a new friend from outer space.
Yeah, that would just piss off the world even more if Trump, like... cut the throat of an E.T. alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, someone should make a meme. Listeners, make a meme of Donald Trump strangling E.T.
Mm-hmm.
And send it to us at Trust Your
I'll make a fish. A Trump fish cutting E.T.'s neck.
Oh, shit.
You know what I always thought? Instead of, like, breaking into their house and scaring the shit out of the entire family, why didn't one of the guys just come up to the door and talk to the mom and be like, we think your kids are harboring an alien. Can we look around?
Yeah, I mean... Because
she'd probably be like most people, like, fuck you.
Where'd they live? California? Yeah, they'd be all like, oh, yeah, okay, what kind of alien? It was just the most depressing thing when, like, he sets up the goddamn tracking device or the communication device. Yeah. And like
the Morse code thing.
Yeah. And no Elliot's all like, we can be happy here. And like, he doesn't understand that E.T.'s dying.
Mm-hmm.
You know how he got that role is he was remembering when his dog died.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah.
I saw the audition tape for it actually. And it's him with Steven Spielberg and Steven Spielberg is like, I'm coming in to take your dog away and you just fight with me on it. And it made me cry. Yeah. It's because
the parents
awesome.
Told him like, if you want him to cry, talk about the dog.
Yeah.
Dude, fucked up 80s parents. He was brilliant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But oh man. And
that scene when the older brother goes out to find E.T. and he's just like laying there dead in the river. That's
like
so
screaming.
Disturbing.
Yeah.
It's traumatizing as fuck.
I didn't think he was alive, like seriously. And he's just like the raccoons all on him. Just
oh yeah.
How'd they get
raccoons.
That raccoon to just he's all like, leave him alone. God damn it.
So you know there was supposed to be a sequel to E.T.?
Oh yeah.
It was supposed to be a
horror movie. They had like some of them had like purple eyes or something, like different colored eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like they were evil ones and they're gonna come back and kidnap Elliot to get E.T. to come and like try to fight him or whatever. Like
I would have been intrigued to see that.
Yeah, like I would have. It would have just messed me up even more. Like, E.T. with a space gun just, like, blasting other E.T.s.
Yeah. I don't think I would have bought that very much.
No.
He's like, fuck you.
Yeah, they just couldn't change the... Have you guys seen the Robot Chicken parody of E.T.?
Yeah, where he goes to his home planet and he's retarded.
Yeah, he's all like, E.T., found home. He's all like... What are you talking about? Your name's Bleeblorp. Bleeblorp the retard. He's all like, E.T. He's like, Bleeblorp the retard. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, Bleeblorp.
Yeah, it's so funny. They're all like,
it's so fucked up, but it's so good.
What are you talking about? You're not E.T., you're Bleeblorp.
Go back to Earth, you stupid dick.
Yeah.
So Spielberg actually shot most of the film from eye level of a child to further connect Elliot and E.T., which this is kind of one of his masterpieces. I mean, most of the shit that he did was masterpieces. Let's be honest.
He said that he's got like a list of, I think, three movies that he wants to be remembered for the most, and one of them is E.T.
Yeah.
Holy shit. God, when Elliot goes and looks out because the government people are still out there, and he's all, And they're all like, what is it? And he's all like, I don't know. Something scary. Then, like, the E.T. hand comes and grabs his shoulder. I would, like, flip the fuck out. I'm all like, you gotta get out, man.
I'm surprised when that happened. Yeah. He didn't just go like, look.
Yeah, you gotta get the fuck out, man. This is getting creepy.
Elbow him in the face.
Yeah. So, Spielberg actually stated in an interview, E.T. was a plant-like creature, and he was neither male or female.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I had a book, and it said, like, they were herbologists. That's why they were so interested in the plants. Yeah. And, like, they would travel from, you know, place to place.
From planet to planet.
And the, like, the Reese's Pieces were, like, they were, like, the energy pellets that they ate at their home planet. Yeah, that's why he loved them so much.
Nice. So, Harrison Ford was initially intended to have a cameo role in the film as Elliot's school headmaster, but the scene was cut.
Oh, man.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
So this was actually when it was test screened at Cannes Film Festival as an unofficial entry. It brought the house down, receiving a standing ovation that had eluded most of the official entries, which probably would have pissed a lot of independent filmmakers.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Fucking Spielberg shows up. That's the guy who did Jaws?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck
yeah,
that
okay.
motherfucker.
Well, Cannes, at the Cannes Film Festival, they're kind of more...
Yeah.
Upscale,
like,
yeah.
Bigger budgets. Mm-hmm. They're not quite Sundance.
Well, God...
So here's something pretty sad. At the point during filming, Drew Barrymore was consistently forgetting her lines, annoying Spielberg to the point where he actually yelled at her.
Oh, wow.
He later found out that she had reported to work with a very high fever. Feeling guilty, he hugged her and apologized repeatedly as she cried and cried. He sent her home with a note from her director.
What a dick.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the spaceship? This spaceship is not, like, scary at all, though.
Mm-mm.
No. And I think they did that in a kind of calm way, though.
Looks like a teapot, almost. Like
kinda,
a weird
yeah.
teapot, yeah. That's what it always reminded me of. And, I don't know, like, seriously, why couldn't E.T. just come back? They visited before. They probably went all the way home, then came back to pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he could come back and visit
Elliot
any goddamn time he wants, but he's all like, you'll be in my heart. Peace out, man.
Well, I guess it depends on if it's, like, a lot of light years away or not.
Yeah. But get this. What if, like, the spaceships constantly picking these aliens up are their version of Uber?
No way.
No.
Well, they call them and they show up.
No, because remember it was like, they're all like, we gotta go. This is our... It's kind of like Uber, like, that's his little chest light is the text message that your Uber,
your Uber has arrived.
Yeah.
You'll be in my heart.
It's almost like the cell phone tower to, like, ping so
yeah.
he knows where.
So the young actors actually had found E.T.'s puppet eyes too far apart to comfortably look at E.T. in the eye. So they would actually just focus on one single eye for every scene.
Oh, that's... weird.
So E.T.'s face was modeled after poet Carl Sandburg, Albert Einstein, and a pug dog.
I remember that. That's how they got the eyes, was Albert Einstein. I know so much about this movie, I could basically say it line for line.
Oh, yeah. It's a classic movie.
I love it when they take the van, too. Who are you? I'm the driver.
So E.T.'s communicator actually worked and was constructed by Henry Feinberg, an expert in science and technology, interpreted for the public.
Well, what did it do?
It communicated.
With what?
With stuff.
They're not calling aliens, like real aliens down.
No,
this,
but it actually communicated with other technology.
This guy's a psychopath if he's calling aliens. Fucking Spielberg.
You really hate aliens, don't
you? Dude, this is terrifying. I just looked at 10 pictures of E.T. I'm going to have nightmares
you're
later. You're
going to stay up for like till 2 in the morning, like in the fetal position, rocking back like, E.T.'s friendly.
Yeah.
He's okay. And then you got to put a cover over that fucking E.T.
Two more
E.T.
hours
lamp.
And I can just go to work.
Yeah.
I don't need to sleep.
Dustin, why are you tired today? Well, it was E.T.
Let's
talk about
alien
E.T.
podcast? I don't want to talk about it.
So Corey Feldman was originally scheduled for a role in E.T., but over the course of a script rewrite, his part was eliminated.
Oh, he would have been awesome as one of the kids. Yeah, like one of the...
So he felt bad about this decision and promised Feldman a part in his next planned production, which turned out to be Gremlins.
Oh, yeah. He was really good in Gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
I like Gremlins. Gremlins is another
Corey
classically
Feldman
fucked up movie, but
kind of
great.
Yeah. Oh, God. The Christmas Story in Gremlins.
Oh, God. About that.
Was the best thing I have ever heard.
Like, the most what the fuck moment.
Out of nowhere, oh, too. Yeah. Yeah, like, oh, it's just Christmas. It's always bad.
I think on some internet reviewer that talks about old movies, he did, like, top 10 what the fuck moments in movies, and that was one of them. Just movies yeah. that come right out of nowhere.
Did you guys ever see the ad for, like, the soundtrack, and it's Michael Jackson with E.T.? Because he did a song for, like, one of the...
I don't know.
It's such a great Google. If you look at it, it's him just cradling, like, and hugging E.T. He actually ended up owning one of the E.T. puppets.
I've seen the one where it's like they're posing for a family photo, and it's got Michael Jackson and then E.T. behind him with the hand on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It ruined, like, haunted houses for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they had, like, one of the E.T. puppets outside of, like, the Universal Haunted House. They
really?
They had an E.T. That's puppet fucked up. There. And, like, I was all like, okay, I'm not going in there. And I, last year was the first year I went to a haunted house.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. You were not into it.
No, I was into it. It was fun, but, yeah, I was scared as shit. Everybody was laughing their asses off.
Yeah, I know at Universal they have, like, the E.T. ride where you sit on some... a little seat that's kind of like you're riding a bicycle and flying over the town.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty fun.
No, I checked out a video of that, and that's creepy. I've never been. I always wanted to go, but I was never able to go. I kind of want to watch the trailer, because what is this like?
So, Sarah Michelle Gellar auditioned for the role of Gertie as well. I don't think she would have done well with that. What are you watching a trailer for?
Oh, no, yeah, I've seen this trailer. I just wanted to see what it's like, because the trailers are fun sometimes.
So, 11 years later, Henry Thomas had another encounter with aliens in Fire in the Sky as Greg Hayes.
Oh, shit.
We've seen Fire
yeah,
in
that's
the
true.
Sky.
Yeah. Yeah,
I forgot about that.
He's the guy. Peter Coyote was awesome, though. He's in a lot of movies. I'm all like, that's the creepy guy from E.T. Fuck that guy.
So do you know that Neil Diamond's hit song Heartlight was inspired by E.T.'s glowing heart?
Yeah, I know.
It reminds me of Saving Silverman.
Turn
like,
on
turn
on
your heartlight,
light.
Neil.
Yeah, it's
I love
horrible.
That movie.
Did you know they kept, like, the lady who did the voice for E.T. a secret until, like, she died?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing. I'm not even looking up fun facts. I
just know
just so know. Much about this goddamn
the fear,
movie.
The fear has inspired you to keep facts in your heart.
I've seen this movie so many times. I'm not
yeah.
kidding. Like,
well, you know, Dustin, at the end of the episode, we have everybody pick their favorite, so you're our esteemed guest. Which is your favorite out of the three?
Well, E.T. gets 5 out of 5 fish.
That's right. You forgot to do the rating
yeah,
for fish.
You should post the picture of my E.T. fish on
oh, you have it? Yeah, text
yeah,
it to me.
Yeah. But yeah, E.T., of course. Then, yeah, Close Encounters. Then Mac and Me, because that was a pile of dirt.
Oh, yeah. Quincy, what was your favorite out of the three?
I think I'd also have to go with E.T., even though I love Close Encounters of their kind.
Oh, yeah.
E.T. just... have a lot more memories with that one.
Oh, yeah. It's...
I'd also like to point out that I completely pronounced Cannes Film Festival wrong earlier.
Cons.
You know how much I mispronounced.
No, it's
Cannes. Oh, it is?
It's Cannes. Well, it's Cannes. You don't pronounce the S at the end, but I did. I said con.
I barely heard about that festival when they went there on Entourage.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Hmm.
Well, in all fairness, how many words have I mispronounced?
I know.
This? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're okay. It's unanimous. Like, honestly, I'm going to have to go with E.T. E.T. was always a huge part of my childhood. Like, I would watch that movie so many fucking times. Like, I'm pretty sure I wore out every VHS tape that we had of that fucking movie.
Hell yeah.
Well, it was a good go-to movie. Like, when my mom would, like, want us to take a nap or, like, settle down, she'd put that in. I think we even had the fucking, God, what was it? The laser disc of E.T. too.
My mom said that, like, that was the only movie that I would watch and, like, it would calm me down. Like, that's the only thing I would pay attention to. I was watching that movie when I was 2 years old, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's, like, the only thing that would keep my attention is that and Batman, so, you know.
Well, Batman makes sense. You're a huge
Batman
fan.
Yeah, my tastes have not changed at all, as you can tell.
Well, Dustin, where can everybody find you and follow the great stuff that you're doing?
All right, Dustin Hagen on Facebook, Batman Face Punch on everything else. Just spell it out normal, like Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. It's all Batman Face Punch. So, yeah, check me out there. And check out Fish by Dustin Hagen on Facebook.
Yeah, donate $1 for that. I've gotten a couple of great artwork.
Yeah, yeah. You give me $1, I give you a custom fish picture. It's amazing.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming back. It was awesome to have you back
again.
Thank
you for having me. This has been a lot of fun. I like it.
Yeah, always a good time seeing you as well.
Talking about shit that freaks me out. It's going to be a long drive home.
Oh, don't worry.
Is it dark out there? Is it dark out there? Son of a bitch.
Yeah, just throw some Reese's Pieces on the ground and get the fuck out of there.
No, I'll just bust out my cat mace. Just keep it handy on the way home.
Well, you guys, of course, can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/trustyournerds, on Twitter, @trustyournerds, and if you have a recommendation for a movie or a theme, trustyourmovienerds@gmail.com. Also, last week we released our coasters, which are now, of course, on the table. You know, there's three different variations. We put on our Facebook page and on our Twitter some of the prices for that, so definitely hit us up about that. It's our first official merch of the year. Yes, there is possibly more to come. Suspense.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Thanks again, Dustin, for coming out.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was awesome. Thanks for having me. It was great.
I've been your host, Christopher James.
I'm Quincy Staker.
Good night, everybody.